And now this is a dictation for Susan Dean, D.S.C. David, E.A.N., January 2347, addressed as a letter to Dr. Walter, W.A.L.T.E.R., Rathkamp, R.A.T.H.K.A.M.P., 583-1909. Dear Dr. Rathkamp, follow up for Mrs. Dean with hydralazine-induced vasculitis as well as positive antinuclear antibodies, positive ANCA antibodies with acute subacute renal failure, receive immunosuppressants, hydralazine discontinue, kidney function return to baseline, blood pressure at home 135/70, no emergency room hospital admission since the last visit December, prior bilateral knee replacement, not very physically active, and weight has increased from 165 to 186. Extensive review system is negative. Encourage low salt intake. Medication list review. I will highlight the Coric and ARB telmisartan, TSN today, ELMISARTAN, diltiazem, HCTC, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Today, blood pressure was high, 157/85. Alert, Orientis time 4, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular appears okay, obesity, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is in May, normal kidney function, no gross anemia, normal electrolytes, high bicarbonate from diuretics, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hydralazine-induced ANCA-positive vasculitis and antinuclear antibody-positive with acute kidney injury, requiring immunosuppressants, stopping hydralazine, kidney function is back to normal. Blood pressure you are managing by your service needs to be checked at home. Our goal is 130 over 80 or below. At home, she is 135 over 70. The importance of weight reduction, physical activity, salt restriction. From the renal standpoint, everything is stable. I'm going to go standby. Call me if needed. End of dictation.